Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
On the early show on CBS. Joe Biden close to announcing, question mark?
No.
Which I've been hearing for a couple of months now, I think.
Once he does, all questions will be answered.
Yes, won't they?
The road before us will become clear.
Now, I remember this happening with Rudy Giuliani, Fred Thompson, Rick Perry, number of people that, oh boy, wait till they get in. And then they just fell off the table.
Well, I don't want to steal the thunder of one Philip Klein, who's the executive editor of the Washington Examiner, but I think he and I may have some similar ideas about the great Joe Biden. Philip joins us now. How are you, Philip?
How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. It's nice to have you on.
Should I preface this with, I agree with, what was the old Secretary of Defense for Bush and Obama?
Oh, Robert Gates?
Book? Robert Gates. I never can remember his name. Robert Gates, who said, everybody likes Joe Biden. Robert Gates went on to say, but he's been wrong about everything his entire life. But everybody likes Joe Biden. Seems like an incredibly likable guy.
Let's start there, Philip. Would you agree? I'll take that as a maybe. Philip, are you there?
Yes.
Would you agree? Joe Biden, a hell of a nice fella.
I actually would not agree.
Oh, okay.
I think that he had to... like, often displayed a nasty streak throughout his career. You could go back and look at tapes from early on in his career saying, you know, what a great IQ he has over other people.
Okay. Well, this has been a good time. Yeah. And we had problems with that all the way around. I don't think he could hear us properly, and we couldn't hear him. And I don't know.
There were a number of issues.
It says up there, you don't need to try to get him back. I'm not feeling it. Joe Biden's popularity is about to nosedive, is Philip Klein's article. He's executive editor of the Washington Examiner. And what's your? I would rather hear your explanation of it anyway. Well, why do you think Biden's popularity is about to nosedive?
He is the perfect example of being great in the abstract, because most people think he's a nice fella. He's got a good sense of humor,
self-deprecating. I disagree with Philip Klein. That is his vibe. I mean, he's been around forever, and people on both sides of the aisle have liked him forever. So.
Comes from the working class. He obviously had a very close relationship with his son, who, God bless him, died young from cancer. And
as opposed to his other kid who died in a car wreck.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, he's
and
really,
wife.
He's well-liked in a lot of ways. On the other hand, Joe is an incredibly flawed candidate. He's best in the abstract. He is, you know, it reminds me of various rom-coms I've seen where the chick falls for the gorgeous guy in the gym or the coffee shop or whatever and is ignoring the much more modestly handsome but really kind fella, blah, 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 and ends up recognizing that the super handsome dude is just an idiot or cruel or whatever. Joe Biden is much better in the abstract. He's a bad candidate. He's too old. He's gaffe-prone. He has a history of saying things that are utterly unacceptable on the left right now. And everybody knows it, but he's such a big name. They're pretending that he will continue to be a force. You thought Beto had a backlash? Wait till old Uncle Joe gets in.
I'll ask Sean this just because you follow a lot of these sorts of things. Do you think there's a waiting? Obviously, that article about Beto in the New Republic and Slate, those were ready to go. I don't think they wrote those on Friday afternoon, do you?
I think you're right.
I think they had those in their holster because they're ready to come after Beto. Do you think there's that laying in wait for Biden that's coming from the left?
It's similar, but it's instead of kind of opinions, he's not with us enough, it'll be tapes of him making arguments from the 80s, right?
Right.
He's just got far too long of a track record. There's way too much game film on him for people to pick nits from.
Which is one of the reasons we don't elect hardly anybody out of the Senate. Or the House is just you've got a whole bunch of votes and comments out there.
Right. And votes are incredibly easy to twist.
Yep.
To damage somebody with, even if they agree with you 100%.
I voted for it before I voted against it. The famous that probably kept John Kerry from being president.
Right. You know, it's an extreme example, but there are so many you could cite that there's a bill to end slavery and kill all the slaves. And you vote against it. And for the rest of your career, they say he voted against ending slavery. And it's just the way politics works. So, yeah, anybody with a track record is incredibly vulnerable. And Joe Biden has a track record practically as long as the U.S. Navy. I mean, he has been he's been a senator since, what, he was 29?
Yeah, he got...
And now he's 77?
Too long!
He got elected as a 29-year-old before he won the election, before he took the oath. His whole family was in a terrible car wreck. His wife died and one of his kids.
Right.
And another one in terrible condition. And he almost decided not to take it. But, yeah, then he took the oath of office as a 29-year-old in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a heck of a thing for what's-her-name, AOC, to become a House member, but the U.S. Senate at age 29.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not anti-Joe Biden. I think, you know, he's a little goofy, and he's tried to run repeatedly and gets like 2%, but which is left out of the discussion because cable news is desperate to get you to pay attention and be excited about whatever. It's like the phony play-by-play guy. When it's 38-3 and there are 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter saying, well, Jim, the Browns offense is so explosive, anybody who counts them out is just full of themselves. No, they're out. You can't count them out. They're out. So it's phony. But I say that I don't dislike Joe Biden. I could have voted for him in the past. He's a moderate guy. I don't agree with him on everything, but he's a reasonable human being.
If I'm voting Democrat, I could easily vote for Joe Biden to be president.
Sure.
If I'm, you know, in some sort of weird situation where I'm forced to vote for one party or the other.
Right. Well, that would be like, you know, being in an African, dictatorship, and that would be a nightmare. Or Russia. But
okay. Well, things are going to get real interesting. And again, we've only got 596 days to go. But
we've got to settle this.
That's a little unfair because the first debates are in a couple of months.
Right.
And the candidates start getting chosen in 9 months.
Very much like the NCAA tournament, the March Madness. You got to win your first bracket game or you're out.
Yeah.
And if you enjoy the sport, often the first round games are incredibly exciting.
But I'm trying to remember the people that everybody was excited about and then got nowhere. Giuliani, Fred Thompson, Jeb, people that were just, you know, why do we even have the election? Obviously, it's going to be Jeb versus Hillary. How quickly did that collapse? My memory is pretty damn quickly.
Right.
That, like, as soon as Giuliani got in, his numbers plummeted. As soon as Jeb was in, his numbers plummeted.
My boy Scott Walker went from, you know, seriously might be the candidate to gone in like a week.
So if that happens with Biden, if he jumps in, immediately a couple of articles come out in the New York Times, New Republic, whatever. They got their pieces ready to go.
Right.
Here's what he said about segregation in the 70s. He drops off a cliff.
Because you can go back to the 70s.
Because he's the current front runner.
Yeah.
Then it's Bernie?
Yeah.
I guess. Because Bernie is around and people are taking shots at him and he's hanging in there.
Well,
at 20-some percent. He might. I don't know.
Told his popularity has dropped by like 10% in the last few months.
I haven't
seen those numbers. I just heard the headline.
He's still way ahead of everybody. Everybody else is single digits.
Biden will probably lead with that tape where he was apologizing to Clarence Thomas for asking him about sexual harassment, because they made a fairly big deal of that during the Kavanaugh hearings. Those are the video pieces that are ready to go, attacking him on hashtag Me Too stuff. And, you know, if I'm like another Democrat that I'm more fine with than a lot of them, Amy Klobuchar, She could hammer Biden over the head with that. Kamala Harris will dispatch him in 2.5 days with the hashtag MeToo stuff. So, yeah.
But then who emerges? The college student I was talking to said, I don't think it's anybody that's being talked about right now is going to be the person. I wonder, too.
Wow, that's an astute observation.
Like Gavin. Gavin comes in, you know, late in the game.
Pete Buttigiggity.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Pete Buttigiggity, I believe is how you pronounce it.
That guy's good.
He is pretty good.
Or I think Gavin. I think Gavin.
God, Gavin would get a lot of attention fast.
Gavin Newsom, the eye-meltingly handsome governor of California.
I really think he's like...
makes Beto look like the ass end of a frog. I mean, he is just... Gavin is blinding. Do not look upon his prettiness with thine eyes.
I think Gavin Newsom is 40% of the way there and just pretending he's not.
He sits around at night like a high school boy fantasizes about seeing a girl naked. He fantasizes about 1600 Pennsylvania
Avenue. And you can picture him winning.
Yes. Yes.
Turns the 2020 race into a battle of the tans for pay. Huh? You got the orange paint versus the fake and bake.
Fake bake battle of 2020.
You know, that's the first time anybody's pointed out. Gavin is surprisingly tan.
The bed!
Year-round.
The spray! The spray!
Even in the winter, he's very, very tan.
You know, I got to call my daughter. She works at a fake bakery. Reception and scheduling and that sort of thing.
I used to fake bake, so I know how it works. You know why I fake bake? Because we got trade at a radio station I worked at. I would have never done it otherwise. One, I couldn't afford it, and two, it's kind of off-putting.
Yeah.
But we got, and I was poor at this point in my life,
yeah.
And we got free, unlimited tanning sessions. Well, we all did it.
Yeah, they told her she has to be tan to work there.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
She does the spray thing, because she's not going to do the bed thing.
I endorsed it, so I had to, you know, what am I going to be, pale me, endorsing
right.
A tanning bed?
Did you have the white eye sockets like the president?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fabulous.
Absolutely. Looked exactly like that. It's terrible for you, right?
That's what they said. Yeah. A little cancer-y.
Yeah, never hurt me. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Hey, guys. Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Bolt on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hey guys, when it comes down to performance in the bedroom, no need to stress, no need to be concerned, not when you have Noxitril, so why not make it a Noxitril night? You see, Noxitril is the absolute truth in male enhancement. Noxitril has been expertly crafted with the highest quality natural ingredients, creating the most advanced technology in male performance. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. Got it? So every time you don't want the night to end, every time it feels like you are the only two people that matter, and every time you think you can make things great with your performance in the bedroom, make every day your weekend with Noxitril. Why don't you call now and take advantage of our Noxitril free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door and make it a Noxitril night.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by the strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I think the loss of community is one of the biggest consequences of automation and artificial intelligence in the way they're changing work. It used to be you got a lot of community from the workplace because you knew that you would have a lifelong relationship with a single employer. And that was true whether you were a blue-collar worker at a production facility and your spouses get to know each other through the union picnics, or whether you're a white-collar worker at a CPA firm and you and your spouses get to know each other at the firm dinners. That model is fading away. People in my generation are likely to change careers more often than our parents change jobs. And this has serious consequences for our understanding of community, of where we fit in. And there are some very ugly things that will move in to fill the void if we've lost that sense of community, that sense of identity that used to come from the workplace.
That is an interesting thought, and that is Peter Buttigieg.
Correct.
Who's running for president. And I didn't want to talk about running for president anymore. I've had enough of that. But I just heard that clip that was from Morning Joe today, and that's an interesting thing to bring up.
Okay, and I want to talk about it. I've heard people say Buttigieg.
I don't know. I watched the interview.
Or Buttigieg, which is, if he's like Slavic, that would be correct. But we really need to nail that down at some point.
Buttigieg?
No. It looks like Buttigieg.
Well, I know. I'm trying to remember how I heard it pronounced.
I think it's Buttigieg.
I think that might be it. It's funny. I saw the interview on Fox with Chris Wallace, one of those shows, over on Sunday, and that's the most impressive guy I've heard from yet. And just in terms of being interesting.
Oh, yeah. He's crazy smart.
He's a mayor from Indiana.
Yeah, yeah. South Bend, the home of Notre Dame University, which I don't think is a coincidence. It's pretty brainy. It's like, you know, the research triangle of North Carolina or Palo Alto, California, or whatever. It's just brainiac city.
Now, I don't know if I saw the entire interview. If I didn't, I saw 90% of it. But at no point did the interviewer or bring up being gay, which I thought, that's awesome.
I forgot he was gay.
I almost said he's trying to make you do. He's not. He's not trying to hide the fact that he's gay. He's trying to, and he actually said himself, I'm trying to handle it the same way Barack Obama handled being black. It's not part of the discussion. That's not why I'm running.
Right.
That's not influencing my decisions here.
Right.
It's, you know, to try to take that out of it. I was just happy that, you know, it wasn't a, well, as a gay man, you know, was the answer to every question. Or
right.
as a black man, or as
right.
as a woman, or whatever.
Right.
The whole
exactly.
identity politics thing. I was
yeah.
happy to see with that. That's not making everybody happy. But he isn't necessarily the LGBTQ candidate, says USA Today, because he's not doing that. There are other candidates that are spending a lot more time talking about your LBT topics, and he's not.
Or your BLT topics.
So he was asked this question.
It's my issue.
Now, I'm a one-issue voter. I like the bacon a little limp. I like the tomato crisp. An interview, a Metro Weekly, a magazine for Washington's LGBTQ community, asked him if he's worried that he appears to be part of the status quo as a white cisgender man. He was asked that question.
Oh, for God's sake.
He said, well, if that's the case, then that represents progress, which, of course, he's absolutely right.
No.
If a gay guy running for office is now just seen as a regular guy, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Isn't that what we all want? That's perfect.
That was what we all wanted.
And he said,
we wanted to be judged by the content of our character. That's over, Daddy-O.
And he said, my lifestyle, if you want to use that word, is pretty conservative. We live with our dogs in our neighborhood or building a marriage and hopefully eventually a family. That's just who we are. Pretty conservative.
You know, I
interesting guy.
It's funny. I want to get back to what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get back to his ideas.
Yeah, how about that?
But
whole
that's
thing?
Not progress. That's wrong. We need to be talking about, you know, who he loves and his identity, because that's all that matters. That's his truth. Now, I want to talk about his ideas. They're thought provoking.
Quick pronunciation guide.
Yes, please.
So Pete Buttigieg,
mm-hmm.
which that's how you say it. That's how he said it, I should say. I checked.
Pete Buttigieg.
That seems to be the most
Buttigieg.
Common one. Buttigieg.
Judge? It went from
worried
judge.
That nobody with a funny name like yours could ever get elected president?
Around here, it's actually an asset. You know, this is a community. You know,
say your own name, Pete.
East European settlement here in South Bend.
Best way to pronounce your last name.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. But around South Bend.
That's him. Buttigieg. That was him saying
say
his own name.
Play that again.
Hold on. European settlement here in South Bend.
Best way to pronounce your last name.
Buttigieg. But around South Bend.
Buttigieg. Buttigieg.
Just like I said.
Buttigieg.
You know why? Because I grew up around there, and there's Slavic people everywhere.
Buttigieg. How am I going to remember that?
You're not.
Buttigieg. Yeah, that stuff about artificial intelligence tearing apart the fabric, I mean, that's good stuff right there.
Well, and yeah, the whole lack of community, lack of connectedness, we've talked about that a lot. But, you know, him pointing the changes in the workplace, it's a good point.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, we got more chilling details about the Boeing MAX 8 crashes, an update on the latest Roundup cancer connection case, and NASA warning about the space herpes coming up.
Oh, no, space herpes.
I'd like to be warned.
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, guys, when it comes down to performance in the bedroom, no need to stress, no need to be concerned, not when you have Noxitril, so why not make it a Noxitril night? You see, Noxitril is the absolute truth in male enhancement. Noxitril has been expertly crafted with the highest quality natural ingredients, creating the most advanced technology in male performance. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. Got it?
So every time you don't want the night to end, every time it feels like you are the only two people that matter, and every time you think you can make things great with your performance in the bedroom, make every day your weekend with Noxitril. Why don't you call now and take advantage of our Noxitril free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door and make it a Noxitril night.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by six county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
Look at Brian Daly's record in Sacramento. Daly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Daly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Daly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Daly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Believe all over again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. And then I saw her face. The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Judge, I can remember that.
I think there might be unfortunate witticisms made about him. But,
I say, how do you say it again, Peter?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Yeah. Okay. Or Buttigieg. Close enough. That's what I say. Thanks for the reminder, Hanson. So we were talking earlier this morning about this documentary, Seattle is Dying, about how its compassionate impulses have turned it into a dangerous, crime-ridden, ugly version of its former glories. And that'll sound very familiar to many San Franciscans and San Diegans and Portlanders and, you know, all sorts of people. It's remarkably well done, and it's very good, and it's brave in Seattle. And we have it linked at armstrongandgetty.com. We've played clips from it. We probably will again. It's so good.
How about the news now with Marsha Phillips?
Well, we got more details coming out about the tragic Boeing MAX 8 crashes. The pilots of the doomed Lion Air flight in Indonesia last year frantically were scouring a handbook on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft before crashing into the water. People with knowledge of the cockpit voice recorder contents telling NBC News the captain fought to climb after an anti-stall system pushed the nose of the plane down over and over again. As it turns out, the day before, an off-duty pilot in the cockpit of that Boeing 737 jumped in to help the crew disable the malfunctioning flight control system as it experienced difficulty.
But then they still flew the same plane the next day?
Yep.
And
doesn't somebody say, whoa, we better check and figure out what happened there?
Yeah, they pointed out that, and listen, the plane is obviously goofy, and they got to figure it out, and they will. But it's been pointed out that the pilot of, for instance, I think it was the Ethiopian Air flight, had a teeny, teeny fraction of the flying time that's required in the U.S. to pilot that jet.
Yes,
and
correct.
And then you've got a situation where just a guy who happened to be deadheading in the cockpit says, I know how to fix it. And that word isn't distributed to every single pilot and just an immediate triple red alert. I think it speaks to those airlines. On the other hand, you know, one of the damn planes went down, and what is looking like is the problem was immediately suspected. And if I heard about it, pilots heard about it. So there are major breakdowns here on just reasonable caution and understanding a brand new jet and its quirks.
Right.
It's just amazing.
In another case, we got a jury ruling the chemicals in Roundup Weed Killer were a substantial factor in a California man's cancer.
Now, before you go any further.
Yes.
Because I've heard these stories my whole life and been misled. A jury deciding that Roundup caused cancer doesn't mean it did.
Right. It's the preponderance of evidence in their opinion.
Do scientists say that? Obviously they don't, or you wouldn't be able to buy Roundup at Home Depot today.
Right.
Obviously there's not enough science behind it. There's no way it'd still be on the shelf. So anyway, back to your story.
The jury now has to decide whether Roundup's owner, Bayer AG, is liable for Edwin Hardiman's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Which is what I had, and I've used a lot of Roundup in my life. But so is practically everybody else, depending on what your lifestyle's been. But I've used a lot of Roundup. And
I got
that very cancer.
In the next phase of the case, the jury could...
I also ate a lot of pickles and got that cancer.
Oh, wait a minute.
I also drank out of a lot of plastic bottles and got that cancer. I mean, you know, so what?
In the next phase of the case, the jury could also award damages to Hardiman. This is the second time a case against Roundup has gone to trial. Last year, another California man was awarded nearly $300 million after the jury decided Roundup caused his cancer.
That's a problem. I mean, because if it causes cancer, no way it should be out there. But they're paying $300 million to some dude, and it stays on the shelves? That doesn't match up.
No, it doesn't. I'm trying to think who we ought to talk to get a solid idea of where the science is on this.
Why an ad suit? I don't need $300 million. Give me one. I'll shut up about it.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
I wonder what I'd have to do to move forward with the case. Get a good lawyer?
Call these lawyers. Call the lawyers who won for this dude. I'm sure they'd be happy to see you. They get a third.
That's true.
Yep. Shares in Bayer, by the way, have been off
and
since...
And keep in mind, I recommended it, and usually there's a gratuity involved. 10% is customary.
Shares in Bayer have been off since the jury finding yesterday. Meanwhile, Go Banking Rates have analyzed 2017 data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they have determined that overall, the average American, you and I, spends $164.55 a day. That includes your average cost of housing, groceries, utilities, health insurance, dining out, entertainment, and more.
If you're Robert Kraft, add another $40 to that.
Plus tip, again, 10% is customary.
When broken down by generation, millennials spend the most on the daily basis.
Now that's interesting.
$208 a day.
That's interesting.
It could be explained by college costs or child-related expenses. They say could be explained that way.
What did you say all was included in that?
For everybody?
When they're coming up with your $164 a day.
All right. Housing, groceries.
Okay, so including housing, millennials are still spending more money.
Yeah. Housing, utilities, health insurance, dining out, entertainment.
Rent's more expensive than home ownership, right?
Depends on where you are.
Okay. Depends.
Meanwhile,
they don't ever tell you about maintenance.
I never had rent anywhere close to my house payment.
Right.
The rent is too damn high.
On the other hand, adding to that, I also never had to replace a water heater at any rental I ever had.
Right.
Or
right.
Roof or anything else.
Ouchie.
Meanwhile, Gen Zers, people under the age of 25, spent the least amount on a daily basis, about $92.
Because he ain't got any money.
Generation XXLT, which I have named the generation that's still just being thought of, just a sparkle in the eye of a couple of people in love? What do they spend per day?
And lastly, NASA's issuing a warning about space herpes. Reporting...
I'm sorry, Joe, you've got space herpes.
What happens?
The virus has flared up in rocket astronauts.
Well, son, I'm afraid it falls off. And what falls off, doctor? Well, son.
So our astronauts are getting space herpes, so you don't have communication with them for a while. Hey, what happened there, astronaut Jim? I don't know. Must have unplugged the video camera or something. He was getting it on with a Martian. Wow.
Is that it?
The research.
They do things with their tentacles you can't even imagine.
The research.
Tentacles?
Yes.
Why would they have tentacles?
Exactly. Move about Mars.
It's about flippers.
Right.
The research says the extreme stress put on the body by space travel causes a suppressed immune system. When the immune system is suppressed, once dormant viruses are then able to reactivate.
You know, according to Star Trek, the women on other planets look like women here, only hotter in, like, kind of weird ways.
And often, you know, different colors. Like green.
But other than that, very much just like a really hot woman.
And they're really horny.
And then Captain Kirk would get with them. Probably got the space herpes.
Probably. He uses a, you know, cream to keep it in remission.
Oh, jeez.
Spock recommended it.
Bones did. He's the doctor.
Yeah, but Spock. Never mind.
Reports say the longer the spaceflight mission, the more the viruses seem to reactivate, which obviously could pose significant risks to astronauts.
Keeping
over
in
time.
Mind, there's herpes simplex 1 and 2, and it's 2 is shingles, and virtually everybody on Earth has it.
Fascinating.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Spock.
Mr. Spock.
That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Poor Scotty never got space herpes. Nobody will get with me!
Wow.
Scotty said. No?
know. Why don't you go on the internet and read some Star Trek fan fiction? See how old Bones fares with the ladies. Or, you know, whichever way he swings.
Joe's going to do the high voice on this. Here we go.
That was a little early. It's at the end that it really gets intense.
Stay with us. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey guys, when it comes down to performance in the bedroom, no need to stress, no need to be concerned, not when you have Noxitril, so why not make it a Noxitril night? You see, Noxitril is the absolute truth in male enhancement. Noxitril has been expertly crafted with the highest quality natural ingredients, creating the most advanced technology in male performance. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. Got it? So every time you don't want the night to end, every time it feels like you are the only two people that matter, and every time you think you can make things great with your performance in the bedroom, make every day your weekend with Noxitril. Why don't you call now and take advantage of our Noxitril free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door and make it a Noxitril night.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
February 22nd, 1982. Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes.
but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, we learned about the Electoral College today, which is good for any sixth grade social studies class, so we'll see what we take on tomorrow.
My parents had to bribe my way into the Electoral College. We were talking about herpes earlier, and a friend of mine who happens to be a dermatologist is quibbling with what I said based on medical school. Herpes, HSV2 is not shingles, friend. Chickenpox is shingles. HV2 was traditionally thought of as genital herpes, while HSV1 was oral herpes, cold sores. That is changing a lot of genital.
I got that one. That is terrible. I don't know where I got it.
You can get it as easy as can be.
I know. My wife doesn't have it, thank goodness. I've never given it to her.
A lot of genital herpes is now caused by HSV1. In any case, neither causes shingles. That's chickenpox, which is varicella zoster virus, also known,
it's buttigieg,
my doctor friend, as herpes zoster. Hence my confusion as someone who knows as much about medicine as a dog knows about Sunday, as the old country saying goes. So thank you for the correction. It's very important.
That's a funny saying.
Because people are always going by my medical recommendations.
Yeah.
That's good to know, though.
Here's a good idea.
Just because you have the herp doesn't mean you've been acting horrendously. And, you know, frankly,
or maybe you have.
And he who is without horrendousness shall cast the first stone.
All right.
Having graduated from seminary, I didn't exactly graduate. My mom did.
So March Madness starts tomorrow in full swing. And as has become a tradition, Warren Buffett, one of the world's richest men, is offering $1 million a year for life. That's Warren Buffett for you right there. That's Warren Buffett, who knows people, human nature, Midwestern guy. He realizes $1 million a year for life is way better for anybody than giving them $50 million or something.
Mm.
I think that's probably why he does it. But, yeah, you could survive that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
First year you buy cars and a house. Wait a second. I spent almost my entire amount of money already.
Right. Now I have no money for, like, regular stuff. I need to learn a little discipline.
Next year, you get a little more under control.
Right.
As opposed to you and your friends just, we can do anything anytime.
Then you end up with herpes.
Warren Buffett's offering $1 million a year for life in his March Madness Bracket Challenge, with March Madness starting tomorrow. But this way, only Berkshire Hathaway's 390,000 employees are eligible. In the past, he's made it a nationwide thing.
Mm.
You have to correctly guess which NCAA Division I teams make the Sweet 16, assuming nobody else wins at the same time, then you split the million. In the past, it's been for getting a perfect bracket for anybody. The odds of that are you can't do it. That's what the odds are. 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
But so you just have to nail the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Oh, meaning you. Yeah, okay.
And then
so
you split
pick
it,
every one of the first two games correctly.
And you split it with everybody else in the company who did that.
Yeah. You're more likely you're more likely to be hit by a falling satellite than get the entire bracket right.
Unlikely, in other words.
1 in 9.2 quintillion. Quintillion. There's not an R in there. Quintillion, which is 9.2 billion billions.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's almost 10 billion billions.
Wow.
You that's what a quintillion is.
I don't think the human mind can conceive a number
can't.
Like that. No.
That's why I said you
can't. I know mine can't.
That's why it just says you're not going to.
Right.
Although,
right.
You know, it has to be something.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance.
So does he have the rule that you can only submit one bracket?
I mean,
because with computer technology today, you could take
a while, right.
But
right.
They would
print out all the
every single possibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you just hand them this enormous stack. Let me know, is what you'd say as you handed it in.
Make the checks out, too.
Yeah, I'll be right here.
Hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Is anybody doing a bracket? Is this the first year ever that there's nobody doing a bracket around here? Is that how not fun we've become?
Was there one last year? I can't remember. But
I'll do
no,
my mascot bracket, but that's
yeah,
not
Sean
in any sort of
that,
official capacity.
I remember in years past when there's been a big thing on the wall and people are collecting money and, you know, it's a lot
right.
of fun in sports and illegal gambling.
You know, old Pete Buttigieg.
Using the company copier.
Was talking about this. Oh, what's it there for? He was talking about the lack of connectedness in
yep.
work, and,
yep.
and we've absolutely observed that.
Sure.
Now,
the quicker
think,
turnover alone, the idea that people are going to change jobs and careers so much, just that alone, you're not going to know your spouse is not going to know their spouse, and
right.
your kids go to school together, and blah, blah, blah.
The world of media is so volatile right now, I think I had assumed, just to the extent I'd thought about it at all, that it was because of, you know, budget cuts and staffing cuts and just the nature of the business, but it could be that, you know, people in many, many different businesses have the same feeling. I don't know these people around here.
Yeah, right. That kind of throwaway line that Pete had in that segment that we played earlier about how people his generation will change careers more often than his parents change jobs.
Right. Yeah.
That's big.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that not having that, because you spend, it's sad to think about, but you regularly spend more time with the people you work with than your kids or your spouses. I mean, it's just, it's sad to think about. But and the fact that we're not doing that over long periods of time and building those kind of lifelong relationships anymore is, like he said, it's going to leave a vacuum and bad things can come into that vacuum.
I would agree that's true. And of course, as we've discussed, there are many examples where that lack of connectedness has crept in. Virtually everything we do all day long is just not the same. You know, it occurs to me my dad, after he left the military, worked for two companies his entire adult life, which is crazy by modern standards.
Sure.
Final thoughts with Armstrong Getty.
That guy's lost a number of jobs. I'm happy to know. We're giving him a break, giving him a chance.
He's got space herpes. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Wow. I think HIPAA forbids you saying that. Marshall Phillips, what's your final thought?
Well, I tell you, I'm off to invest in Powerball, looking to win more than $500 million later today. And once again, I've made up my gifting list. Once again, awards to Armstrong and Getty staffers will be based on how they've treated me over the last 48 hours.
You're always wise and fair, Marshall.
Boy, that's a wise idea, Marshall. Well handled. Positive Sean, your final thought.
Yes, the Elizabeth Holmes documentary Inventor on HBO is quite good. I think people should check it out and see what she was promising to do with a single drop of blood.
What would she sound like if she had a cold so her voice was even lower?
Oh, the vials and vials of blood that are normally used.
Very nice. Michelangelo, final thought.
Hey, Mom, will you drive me to my polling place, please? My teacher's given us extra credit for voting.
There you go.
Nice.
That's a funny one.
That's funny. You stole a little of my thunder here, Michael. Very selfish. Jack, final thought for us?
So two things. Remembering Marshall's playing the lottery, I have to give Marshall his foot rub after the show. I don't look forward to it, but
he's
going to get me in his good graces.
Cool.
And secondly, I think this Peter Buttigieg is the guy I'm going to pay the most attention to, at least as things are going now, just because bringing up some interesting topics.
We shall see. My final thought, the Electoral College is going nowhere. The Supreme Court will be 9 justices. Children will not be given the vote. Just stop it. And I will accept a wager of any size and any reasonable timeline from all takers.
How about changing the way we do the Supreme Court?
The number of justices?
Well, there's all kinds of options being thrown out there. Age limits, term limits.
That could happen.
Yeah, I think that could happen too.
It's unlikely, but it could.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to judge, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We've got some really, really good clicks for you. You can email us anytime. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
The show's over.
What? Bye-bye.
I think you're right. I got to get lower.
Lower. I think this is lower than that.
Yeah, I think this is probably better. This is
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.